Sorry for the delay. I'd like to call the meeting together to order for September 26th. Please rise and join me in saying the Pledge of Allegiance.
Member Matt Weir.
Here.
Member Justin Engel.
Here.
Member Mark Moyer.
Here.
Member Susan Quirk.
Here. Chairman Foley is delayed. He had a work commitment, but we'll be appearing at the meeting hopefully in a couple of minutes. I just wanted to let everybody know we did meet in an executive session tonight at 6 o'clock to discuss land legal and personnel matters. And although it's posted within the meeting room, I also want to advise those persons attending the meeting that it is and has been the policy of the township to tape record all public meetings for the purpose of providing accurate minutes. We open up with our first visitor and public comments. All public sessions of the Darien Township Board of Supervisors are recorded. As I mentioned, we ask that you limit your comments to 3 minutes or less. If you have something to share, please feel free to approach the podium. Just state your name and address, please, as well.
Good evening. My name is Susan Kreider, and I live at 1405 Woodhaven Drive in Darien Township.
And I'm Chris Baker, 8 Plymouth Circle, Darien Township.
We appreciate this opportunity to work with you on an issue that is nonpartisan. Free and fair elections are fundamental to a functional democracy. Gerrymandering is an obstacle to that end. We are here to present a resolution in support of a Citizens Commission for Legislative and Congressional Redistricting. Resolutions in favor of redistricting have been passed by 97 townships, boroughs, counties, and cities across the Commonwealth.
The resolution. Whereas the citizens of the Township of Darien in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania deserve a fair, fully transparent, impartial, and depoliticized process of the decennial drawing of state legislature and congressional districts of near equal population, and
whereas legislative and congressional redistricting has often resulted in the gerrymandering of districts to favor one political party over the other, and
whereas such gerrymandering of legislative and congressional districts has worked at times to the detriment of our representative democracy by impeding action on critical issues of importance to the people, and
whereas the creation of a truly independent Citizens Redistricting Commission, devoid of political motivation or partisanship, will help to ensure a fair and accurate legislative and congressional redistricting process that respects political subdivisions, will prohibit districts from being drawn to favor or discriminate against a political party or candidate, will promote transparency, the use of impartial and sound methodology when setting district boundaries, and allow for public input, and will fully comply with the constitutional requirement that no county, city, incorporated town or borough, township or ward be divided unless absolutely necessary, and
whereas recent legislation has been introduced in the current legislative session to amend the Pennsylvania Constitution to reform the decennial legislative and congressional redistricting process with the intent of using fairness and sound methodology in a nonpartisan fashion.
Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Darien Township Board of Supervisors hereby support legislative efforts to secure expeditious action to make a constitutional amendment that would, among other reforms, assign the decennial task of both legislative and congressional redistricting to an independent citizens commission. And
be it further resolved that we call upon all those elected officials in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania who represent the citizens of the Township of Darien to publicly announce their support of and commitment to work towards passage of such legislative efforts, and that a copy of this resolution be delivered to each of them.
Governor Tom Wolf,
Lieutenant Governor Mike Stack,
Attorney General Josh Shapiro,
United States Senator Bob Casey,
United States Senator Pat Toomey,
United States Representative Charlie Dent.
Pennsylvania Senator John DeSanto.
Pennsylvania Representative Tom Mahaffey.
Mike Priest, County Commissioner.
George Hartwick, County Commissioner.
And Jeff Haste, County Commissioner. At this point, we would just like to acknowledge supporters who are here in support of this resolution if they care to stand. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for taking the time to come and share that tonight. Took time out of their evening to come and support them. If you wouldn't mind just emailing that to us tomorrow or sometime this week so that we could review it and discuss it later, that would be great.
Okay. It is in the packet.
It is in the packet. Okay, yes. I apologize. Then we'll dig it out of the packet.
Okay.
Thank you.
My name is Lou Bushman. I'm here to request some assistance at 108 East Riva Avenue in the alley. There's been a problem back here with parking. Those of us who have garages in that alley have trouble getting in those garages, especially during times of youth football or whatever's going on back here. A couple things are going on. That's the biggest thing, the biggest reason I'm here. You have no parking, stopping, or standing signs at the bottom of the alley for a good 1/8 of the alley. People park and stand there all the time. They stop there and let off their kids. It's going to be a danger to the youth. Somebody's going to get hurt there around that, because there's a garage there. You can't see who's coming around the corner. There's one sign there that says no vehicles beyond this point. There's always vehicles up on the track. I mean, go figure. There's a drain down there. It's got about a foot and a half indentation. It's very dangerous. I know my son already, a few years ago in the winter, had to drove over that by accident and damaged his car. Okay, so that's another thing that needs to be fixed. There's lots of traffic there, especially during times of youth football. And I'm an advocate for youth sports, so I've been involved in youth sports for a long time. But if you can't get in and out of your garage without damaging another vehicle, I mean, what are we going to do? Well, can I put a little parking sign there or something like that so we can get in and out of the garage? And there's a lot of us don't use our garages on that alley. And they just park in the alley, okay? But we do, and we'd like to go be able to get in and out of that garage without any damage to other vehicles or ours. And that's my request for tonight.
Thank you.
That has been an age-old problem, especially during football season, so
yeah.
Sir.
Yeah, and so it's interesting, I was looking on my phone here because I thought I had a picture of Bob. That drain is really bad.
Yeah.
And it's damaged cars because the tire, do you know what I'm talking about?
Before you get to the tennis courts.
Right around the bend. Right. And actually the cone's in it right now. But that's something we should probably take a look at. It's hard to tell what's going on because there's growth down there. But I know that I think it was last year when all the no stopping signs were put up. Is that right?
Right.
And it was enforced pretty heartily last year. I'm not sure if it's there's been a
well. I didn't see any enforcement.
Not last year.
Or any time. Even this year.
Yeah.
There's been people going up and down that alley. Some people they go around in a circle the whole time their kids playing football or something.
Yeah.
You know, they go both ways.
Yeah.
Couldn't figure that. And this really strange situation there. And then I think somebody's going to get hurt if we don't do something about it anyways. Besides my garage problem, getting in and out of the garage.
Yeah. And I have football players there, so I'm there almost every night. But, and then, you know, when years ago, when I grew up here, you could park on Homestead. And so you can't park there anymore, which, you know, I guess it was determined.
Well, there's plenty of places up at the school. I saw a lot of people are parking up there now.
Yeah.
There's even parking over at the baseball field they could walk over.
Yeah.
Should she enforcement sort of step
yeah,
up
I wonder,
a little bit?
Lieutenant Roche could maybe help us with that, just to...
There needs to be some limit on the traffic during the games or something like that.
We'll have the officers patrol this more frequently, particularly on the weekends. Another avenue we'll take approach to is touching base with the Football Association, get a forewarning that day. We're going to get a little bit strict on the enforcement there, and we'll have some of the traffic safety personnel take a look at some of the site distances on the weekend.
Yeah. It's probably the kind of thing we're just going to have to do every season, just to remind patrol.
And I think that a lot of the people that work back here are from the opposing team, so.
It can be a little more aggressive.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Sir, I don't have his address. I didn't catch it.
108 East Street.
108 East Street.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else? Very good. Hearing none. Next on our agenda is the approval of meeting minutes for the Board of Supervisors meeting from September 12, 2017. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Court.
Second.
Second by Mr. Engel. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And those minutes are unanimously approved. Next on our agenda is A1 through 9, the preliminary final land development plan and stormwater matters and site plan for the West Hershey plant. Finished goods and milk receiving expansion, flat number 1281, Mr. Williams.
Yes, this land development for the West Plant depicts two additions. The Western addition will expand the finished goods processing area by 6,250 square feet, and the Eastern addition of 625 square feet will provide expanded locker room facilities to the milk receiving building. The project will result in expansion of 10 new employees, which will be easily accommodated by existing parking facilities. New trip generation will be minimal, with a total of 8 morning peak hour trips and 10 afternoon peak hour trips expected during the weekdays. As a result of negligible traffic impacts to area roads, traffic study was not required for this project. The applicant requested a total of 8 waivers from the Subdivision and Land Development Ordinance. Many of these waivers, such as the requirement to show existing site conditions and from having to profile existing utility and stormwater lines, are being requested since there will be no impacts to existing facilities resulting from this project. To address these ordinance requirements, the applicant has added plan notations to these plans, to site recording information from prior land development plans that were previously approved for prior additions on this property. The applicant has also requested a deferral to install curbing and sidewalks along Old West Chocolate Avenue and Hershey Park Drive. Township staff is supportive of these deferrals due to the minimal impact of public right-of-ways resulting from this project. The township has previously deferred curbing and sidewalk construction under the land development plans for the previous expansion projects in 2010 and 2011. If deferrals are granted, the applicant fully intends to address pedestrian access along the frontages at some point in the future, potentially as its own separate project, separate from any land development activities that may occur at some point in the future. The Township Planning Commission recommended approval of all waiver and deferral requests, as well as land development plan at the September 5th meeting. All comments from the County Planning Commission, DTMA, and HRG have been addressed. And recommendations from staff tonight is to approve all waiver and deferral requests as outlined in our staff report. We are also recommending the plat number 1281 be approved contingent upon the applicant complying with items 8 through E, also described in the explanation area of the report. Those conditions would include just reimbursement of the review costs, posting of performance security for the required improvements, and execution and recording of the sidewalk and curbing deferral agreements.
Very good. Are there any questions for Mr. Williams?
I have a question about the sidewalk. We required the rehab center to put their sidewalk, which ends in the middle of nowhere. Do you have any idea when we would look to continue that sidewalk down east?
We don't have a specific timeline narrowed down at this point. We can draw on that deferral at any time. With this project, with it being only about 6,500 square feet plus or minus with additions, requiring the sidewalk at this time would require a greater amount of planning and cost because it would be greater than an acre disturbance. It would require NPDES permit approvals and DEP review for land disturbance.
So our view on this project just was not to trigger the sidewalk construction at this point, but knowing that Hershey Company is looking at this as a possible future project, just to recommend the deferral at this time.
Thank you. Can you expand on that a little bit? What are they talking about future?
The applicant's actually here, so maybe some light can be shed on that.
Good evening, Kenny Heimel with Evans Engineering here on behalf of the Hershey Company. So Justin, to your question and really the board's question, at some point in the future, Hershey has the intent of putting that sidewalk in. There is over 2,000 linear feet of frontage just along Old West Chocolate Avenue. So you can imagine just the cost implications there are in putting that sidewalk in. Currently, there isn't a whole lot of pedestrian traffic along Old West Chocolate Avenue. Sure, there is some. There is some bike usage, if you will. We know that sidewalk has been installed from the east end of this property, from the mill and across their neighboring property. We know that Select Medical has done their part in bringing it to our edge of our property as well. From the Hershey Company standpoint, again, this is a significant cost. There's a significant amount of planning that has to go into this, as Brendan mentioned, NPDES permitting, DEP permitting. For the time that we had to get this project, if you would, up and running for Hershey, the time constraint that we had, that would have pushed this project out easily 2 or 3 months. So what we've offered up to the township and talking with staff, and we offer up here to you tonight, is that sometime in the future, honestly, I don't know when that will be. It could be a year from now, it could be a couple years from now. The Hershey Company has the intent of going through that process as a separate project of just putting in the sidewalk. Again, just because of the process that it takes to go through with both the township, because it would be a stormwater management plan because of the increase of impervious. PennDOT would also have to be most likely involved because some part of the sidewalk might be within the state right-of-way. And then again, DEP, NPDES permitting, again, lengthy processes in order to get that installed. So they have the intent, they are fully aware, they want to be conscious to the community as well. They just didn't feel that with the scope of this project, it made sense to do it at this point in time.
And maybe down the road at some point, there will be more of a holistic plan or need or...
Sure.
Because I know that several of us have all been talking about this being a connector to Hummelstown, between Hummelstown, because if you get down to the rehab center, you can actually go underneath where the highway is, then you get over the pedestrian improvements we just did at Walnut Avenue. All of a sudden, you're connecting Hummelstown to Hershey.
And again, Hershey is fully aware of that, and they are, and that is, again, they're keeping this on their radar to be done.
Thank you.
Obviously, the square footage is not all that significant compared to the square footage of the existing property, but stormwater implications of expected construction.
Yeah, so when the facility, the major expansion, if you will, that occurred back in 2010, 2011, the stormwater facilities at the time, there were numerous stormwater basins that were installed, infiltration basins. From those original basins, their designs, they had extra capacity built in. So this expansion, this bigger expansion, the 6,000 plus square footer, it's going to go into an existing basin. And then the smaller expansion is going also into an existing basin that has the capacity to handle the increase in impervious and runoff.
Are there any additional questions?
Brandon, I'm having a hard time seeing your plan. Can you just highlight the areas where the expansion is going to be?
The western addition to the receiving area is just this dark box here. And then the locker room expansion is a smaller box to the west.
Thank you.
Any other board members? All right, hearing none, is there a motion for approval?
Is that moved?
Moved by Mr. Engel.
I'll second that.
Seconded by Mr. Weir. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And that motion is unanimously approved. Next on our agenda is B1 through 2, acceptance of replacement performance security for the final land development plan for 555 East Chocolate Avenue, plat number, or lot plat number 1272. Mr. Wood, this is housekeeping?
It is, yes.
Okay. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Court.
Second.
Second by Mr. Weir. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And that motion is unanimously approved. Next on our agenda is C, 1 through 4, presentation of the 2018 minimum municipal obligation for the non-uniform police pension plans. Ms. Lantz.
Thank you. This information is being presented to the board because Act 205 requires each pension plan to inform the governing body of the plan's financial liability obligation for the following year by September 31st. The projected MMO for both pension plans for 2018 is estimated at $1,400,366. This projection is expected to be offset by the state reimbursement estimated at $630,000. This will bring the actual cost of funding both pension plans to approximately $770,366. There is no motion required for this item. I'm just seeking approval from the board to go ahead and submit these MMO calculations to the pension plans.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Cheryl? Hearing none, is there a motion? We don't have to act. I'm sorry. Stand corrected. Hearing no other questions, we'll move on to the next agenda item, D1. Award of bid for the repair of Jonathan Eschenauer bicycle and pedestrian trail between Shank Park and Stony Run Road. Mr. Vandia.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As the board is aware, the bicycle pedestrian trail sustained some pretty significant damage during the heavy rainfall this past summer. And as Chairman just mentioned, the majority of that damage was done between Shank Park and Stony Run Road. We had a mandatory on-site pre-bid conference on August 30th with contractors that were interested in these repairs. We did receive two bids for the project. First was from York County Paving from Spring Grove, Pennsylvania, in the amount of $62,500. The second was from T.R. Stoner General Contractor out of Elizabethtown, Pennsylvania, in the amount of $64,170. You might notice on the agenda item here that the funding mechanism part was not filled in on your agenda. And that was done purposely as I was working with the Jonathan Eschenauer Foundation members and talking about these repairs. And I'm happy to report this evening that the Jonathan Eschenauer Foundation has agreed to pay in total for these repairs for the bicycle and pedestrian trail. Their generosity is amazing. Their dedication to this project since Jonathan's passing has been tremendous. And back then and through this evening, their generosity has just been really tremendous. And we're very thankful for that. So I'm happy to recommend this evening that the contract for the repairs to the trail be awarded to York County Paving in the amount of $62,500.
Please pass along our thanks to the board for their continued support.
And I hope that the sun catches all that too. That was significant.
Charles catches everything.
Charles doesn't miss a beat. Are there any questions?
Thanks for the good news.
Thank you very much. Well, is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Court.
I'll second.
Second by Mr. Moyer. All those in favor signify by saying aye. And that motion is unanimously approved.
Can I make, maybe I'm not understanding. They're funding this contract with us.
I'm sorry?
They're funding this. Their endowment is paying for the whole thing.
That's correct.
Okay. So we still, but we're awarding the contract.
Yeah. yeah.
Okay.
That's the direction we decided to pursue.
Okay.
We're going to require bonds and performance security.
Okay.
So.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you.
We're good. Next on our agenda is consideration of releasing remaining performance security and entering the maintenance security period for the preliminary final subdivision and land development plan for the Milton and Catherine Hershey Conservatory at the Hershey Gardens, plot number 1250. Mr. Williams, is this again housekeeping?
Yes, the next three are.
Okay. Next. Is there a motion? Moved by Mr. Weir. I'll second it. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And that motion is unanimously approved. Next is F1 through 4, consideration of release of performance security provided for Lot 1 of the preliminary final subdivision and land development plan for 777 Middletown Road, plot number 1216. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Court.
Second.
Second by Mr. Moyer. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And that motion is unanimously approved. Next on our agenda is G1 through 3, consideration of release of the performance security provided for the first revised final land development plan, lot number 1 for Sheets Incorporated, plot number 1263. Mr. Williams, again, housekeeping. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Got moved by Mr. Engel. We're going to second it by Mr. Weir. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And that motion is unanimously approved. Next on our agenda is authorization to conduct the 70th annual Hershey Halloween Parade on Tuesday, October 17th at 7 p.m. The severe weather makeup is on Wednesday, October 18th at 7 p.m. Mr. Mandia.
Mr. Chairman, the route is the same as in previous years. We'll begin at the Hershey Recreation Center. We'll proceed north on Cocoa Avenue, make an immediate left onto Elm Avenue. We'll make a right onto Ridge, a right onto Chalkwood, and a right back onto Cocoa back to the Recreation Center. Judging begins at 6:15, and the parade will start promptly at 7.
Fantastic. Are there any questions on this annual event?
It's very controversial, Thomas.
We've had controversy.
Interlopers.
Hearing no real comments. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Court.
Second.
Second by Mr. Engel. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And that motion is unanimously approved. Next on the agenda is going to be board, correspondence, board and committee information. To my left, Mr. Moyer.
Nothing.
Mr. Weir.
Nothing.
I have nothing. Ms. Court.
I hate to say nothing. Just a real quick thank you to the community for coming out to the first Hershey All Things Diversity session that we held at the Hershey Story. This is a great community-wide effort among our local government, Hershey Company, Hershey Entertainment Resorts, all the entities coming out to provide really great topics for our community to participate in. It's a free session. They're happening every other month. The next one's in November, continuing through May. So we just encourage people to come to the township website to check out more and participate in some really great thought-provoking sessions.
Mr. Engel,
nothing.
Thank you. I'm just going to ask a question.
Is there a diversity breakfast?
Okay. Next on our agenda is going to be the board committee information, Lieutenant Roach. I'm sorry, department reports.
We have nothing to report.
Thank you. Mr. Sassman with the fire department.
And I have no report to see.
We're on a roll. Mr. Piccolo, public works.
I have no report to see.
I can't believe this. Ms. Lotz.
I have nothing this evening.
Mr. Vandia, disappoint me.
Yeah. Just a couple quick ones. I actually had the pleasure to speak at the Hershey Rotary Club last Monday. It was a great opportunity. I got to spend a half hour or so speaking to the club about a lot of the quality of life services that the department offers, as well as took the opportunity to thank the club for their very generous donation to the Cocoa Castle rebuild project, and also had a chance to update them on our most recent planning efforts for the new community recreation center. So, it was a great question to answer at the end, and look forward to getting back to the club sometime soon. And then just a reminder that our next public meeting regarding the operations analysis for the new community center will be held at 5:30 p.m. Monday, October 16th, right here in this room. Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you.
Mr. Bonanno with HRG.
Construction started back up on the parking lot today. They started the base paving, and with the nice weather, they're going to be paving all week. So the goal was to have all the paving wrapped up by Friday.
Very good. Mr. Williams.
I don't have anything to report.
Thank you. Ms. Zubro.
Just two notes. One is the Saturday is our last farmer's market for the season, so we'll be out in the First Union Methodist Church parking lot. They've been really accommodating, as has the fire department, as we've been working through the parking lot construction. So thanks to them and all the volunteers that have really helped a lot with the market. Also, our next Downtown Hershey Association board meeting is this coming Monday. at 5:30 in the lower level of the Hershey Story. We'll have representatives from Zaxter in attendance to talk about the expansion of the bike share program focusing on the downtown station. So encourage folks to attend.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Ms. Henry.
I just wanted to mention that Wednesday, October 4th is Walk to School Day. The information can be found on our website and the school district's website. There's a pledge, and then you will be entered in a raffle for some great prizes.
Fantastic. Very good. Next on our agenda is the approval of accounts payable. And payroll accounts payable, the amount of $745,597.51 and payroll in the amount of $348,225.53. Is there a motion? Anybody?
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Court.
I'll second.
Seconded by Mr. Weir. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And that motion is unanimously approved. And last but not least is our final visitor of public comment. Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Engel.
Second.
Second by Mr. Weir. We are all adjourned. Have a good night, folks. Thanks for coming out.